Hi, this is Paul. I'm always trying to improve my capacity to interface with you as sort of a distributed cognition, improve my sense-making engine. And I want to talk a little bit, because I don't have time for a long video right now, a little bit about Jordan Peterson and this conversation that he had with Matt Ridley. I hope I do get time to treat this conversation in a longer way. Now, there is the relationship between the YouTube version of this conversation and the Daily Wire version of this conversation is actually quite interesting. And there's a lot of stuff, often with these freemium conversations where 80% of it is on YouTube and another 20% on the Daily Wire, Jordan often uses sort of the Daily Wire paywall area to sort of get into a little bit of the backstory, similar to what I do on my Randos conversations, to get into the backstory of the person that he's talking to. And that's a fine practice. I really appreciated that with the Peter Kreeft video. But with this Matt Ridley video, the relationship between sort of the extra, let's see, this is an hour and 52, and the Daily Wire version's like 2 hours and 20 or so, it's usually another half hour or so that's behind the paywall. In this conversation, the paywall portion of the conversation basically is an extension of what, in my opinion, is the most interesting aspect of this conversation, which is not so much the COVID conversation, which is interesting and important, don't get me wrong, but the question about science and religion. And I want to read, if I don't have time to make videos, I'm putting stuff out on Twitter, and I'm not going to recommend that any of you take up a Twitter habit if you don't already have it, just because Twitter is sort of a lot to have to kind of manage. But it is, I think, a fairly good tool, and I find for me it sort of enforces a discipline of brevity, which my time constraints are actually doing right now, which is why this is going to be a shorter video. So I'm going to read a little thread of tweets that I made. I didn't put this one into a Substack. I very much could have, but it was a little short. During Wave 1, 2016 to 2019 of the Jordan Peterson emergence, some people told me he's always basically recycling maps of meaning, and he only looks like he's actively working to break new ground. It's all recycling. I heard that a number of times in the first wave, and I paid quite a bit of attention to that. And because the first wave was only about 2.5 years, it was hard to know within the first wave whether that would be true. Somebody responded to this thread on Twitter and said basically, well, for many people, this is often true in physics, all or in mathematics, their really groundbreaking work happens early in their life, and the rest of their life is sort of assessment. I don't think that's the case with Peterson right now. Obviously, from wave one to wave three, there's been a lot of political and social drama and uplift, but I've always kept this critique in the back of my mind. Will Jordan Peterson be able to bring anything beyond maps of meaning, which he wrote back in the 1990s? I think now we are beginning to see some new insights and discoveries emerging from him, and because unlike the silence from authors before books emerged due to video making and recorded conversations, we're watching this develop in real time. This is part of the YouTube revolution in that, generally speaking, what happens is that you have an academic and he's having some conversations with colleagues which are not recorded, they're behind closed doors, which is absolutely fine. They're in the university, they're maybe with students, just stuff is going on. And this, I think, would all be about Jordan Peterson before he wrote Maps of Meaning. That's sort of the standard position. And then they keep working, and they keep working on a book, and they try to get the book published, and maybe it gets published in an academic press and hardly anybody reads it, or maybe they write journal articles and so on and so forth. It sort of stays in the academy. What's happening now with YouTube, with academics and others who are, like me, sort of thinking out loud on YouTube, is that we're sort of writing the book as we go, and the book is being tested as we go. It's in some ways disrupting the entire world of discipline around book writing and how books participate in collective cognition. And that's why I say, I think now we're beginning to see new insights and discoveries, and I think this is what's really good about the Jordan. Oh, I don't have the right screen on. And I'm not going to go back and change this because I don't have enough time. That's what's really good about this Jordan Peterson, Matt Ridley video, is is Jordan is in many ways in real time. He's also writing as he's doing this. And so I think for him, it's sort of a both and process. But he's trying out new language and new ideas. And this is the second conversation with Matt Ridley. And as if I recall, the first one was excellent, too. I really liked it. And it seems a little bit later in the podcast, Matt Ridley talks about the fact that after he got his PhD, he went into journalism. And even though he said most journalists aren't serious people, which sort of is the European in Spanish, you say, you use the word serio for someone who is a serious person. Most journalists aren't serious people, but Ridley obviously is a serious person. And he's actually a really good, productive conversation partner with respect to this whole question of religion and science, or let's say even religion and atheism. He's a much better conversation partner than Sam Harris or any of these other celebrity atheists that are around. I think Ridley sticks to his guns and puts out good arguments, but at the same time, I think he's a really good conversation partner. And Peterson at the very end of the Daily Wire portion of this says, "Well, I hope to continue this when I'm in the UK in January, and I hope they do, because I think in some ways Ridley's been one of the most effective atheist challenger partners to Peterson that we've seen. He's not posturing for his career in the same way that sometimes you get the sense of Sam Harris and some of these other people who are sort of making a career at being atheists. And you know, that gets into one of the deep portions of this conversation, which is in some ways the corruption of truth seeking in both religion and atheism. Some of that is in the 80% of the conversation that's on YouTube, and some of that is in the 20% of the conversation that's on Daily Wire. So it's a really good conversation. It's a really good conversation. Well, let me get back to the Twitter thread. His conversations with Jonathan Peugeot and John Vervaeke and many others, along with their conversations and work, have created a productive network that I think brings new light to the area of the relationship between religion and science. Jordan Peterson's conversation with Matt Ridley, I think, was a key moment of this, where the last third of the conversation, I think Jordan Peterson, I was talking about the last third of the conversation on YouTube because I hadn't finished the last of the conversation on Daily Wire, which I now have. Jordan Peterson is figuring out how to language these insights in an understandable way and in a productive way. And again, I think Ridley is a really excellent conversation partner with him in this. There's always a bunch of concern trolling, as my friend Joey puts it, regarding the use of spirit and even more religious words. But what we're seeing is that these are the only words that really fit for use in getting at some of these ideas. Let's see, I don't think I had the time to isolate a clip for the Vanderclips channel, but how much time do I have? I don't have enough time to do this properly right now. But anyway, let's see if I can find it. The Truth Over Consequences, Conflating Religion as Faith and Religion as Institution, The Spirit of Inquiry. This whole section here, 128 to... really, after one, this whole last segment is excellent. And again, I haven't done a detailed comparison, but there might be some subtle editing that sort of, in other words, a lot of these videos are just sort of sequential, and then there's the paywall, and then there's another element to the video. There might be a little, there may or may not be, I can't really tell, but if they did, I think they did it for a good reason, because again, in my opinion, this last segment of the video is the most interesting. Obviously, the COVID questions are important and they will endure, but the COVID questions are an illustration, an example of these far deeper questions about religion and science. It's a wonderful time to be alive and a real honor and a treat to be just a small part of this vitally important work. Keep it up, Jordan Peterson, Peugeot, Vervaeke, and the rest of us in this little corner and beyond. Now, part of what's interesting in the Daily Wire version of this, and it's almost at the very end of the video, Peterson sort of summing things up with something of a homiletical admonition towards humility. And And Ridley takes it and says, you know, humble before the facts. And I think that I think many people will say, oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly the posture. Part of, I think, the really deep and important, contribution from this little corner, I think, is the fact that facts as sort of a modernist framework in the church of modernity is no longer sufficient. In many ways, deism as is winding down and passing away, and facts are really a function of practical deism. And an early part of the video, he basically says, well, if we must have religion, may it be something like the Church of England. And I thought of a few Church of England clergy that would bristle at that, and others that would say, yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do with our institution, even though the institution is in crisis in very many ways. And so what's interesting about being humble before the facts is that there is very much sort of a, someone would call it a, oh, I don't know, a personalization of sort of, you're sort of, in a Brett Weinstein, taking a metaphor of facts and turning them into judges. And anyway, it's a really interesting moment. And I think that in that statement, you see a ton of what Peterson is probing at, because Peterson is sort of beyond that while still, and Jonathan Peugeot in his conversation, you almost see the two land masses moving away, and Peterson is just trying to straddle. And first he's got the legs on, and then he's, you know, he's got his feet on one and his hands on the other, and they're moving away from each other, and Peterson's trying to keep them together. So I am now out of time. So I very much recommend this video. If you have the Daily Wire version, I think the Android Daily Wire app is doing better than it was, at least initially when I started using the app. And so now I can, it's still lacking some features that my YouTube Premium has, but the portion in the Daily Wire, behind the Daily Wire painful, the painful paywall is some of the best stuff in this video. So, yeah. Not enough time to make the video I'd really like to make, but this is what I got right now.